I've got the food. D's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited about this one because yesterday was National Popcorn Day.
Okay.
And today is Cheese Lovers Day.
Love it.
So we had to combine the two of them.
Of course.
I've never made this before in my life, but I went to wisconsincheese.com looking for recipes, and I just typed in popcorn. And it gave me a couple choices of things I could do with popcorn and cheese together, including this one, a pumpkin ricotta cheesecake with caramel corn topping.
Dude, what in the hell,
Pat? It took me most of yesterday afternoon to make this thing.
Yeah, put that on your time card, bud.
Oh, good point. Yes, I'll definitely do it. But it looks like it might be worth it. So it's got a layer of graham crackers, a graham cracker crust, and then a layer of this pumpkin ricotta filling, and then a layer of just plain old cheesecake, and then some caramel sauce over the top, and then some caramel corn over the top of that.
It smells amazing.
Cool.
Hell yeah. And it was funny because you sent me two recipes. You're like, it depends on how motivated I am.
Right. The other was basically popcorn with some cheese tossed in.
Yeah, totally.
And that was totally on the website.
So I had my fingers crossed. I was like, please give Pat the motivation to make cheesecake. And I was like, I had to find a decadent beer to pair with this amazing dessert.
It looks like you've done it.
Yes. Young Blood Beer Company coming through for us. This is Box of Deception. So this is a milk stout. It's got cocoa, marshmallow, and hazelnut in it, and it's an 8.5er. And just right off the bat, when
so
you take a smell.
So this little tiny glass that I got is going to do
over.
It for me.
Yep.
Oh, but that smells amazing.
I know! This is going to be incredible. Oh.
Now, the website, wisconsincheese.com, recommended this dessert for Thanksgiving, but who cares? It's got pumpkin.
That's right, Pat. All right, let's go to town. Oh, my. This looks fantastic. Mm.
And it did give a couple cheater options. It had the recipe for actually the caramel sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, or go to the store and buy some caramel sauce, which I did.
Hell yeah.
And it had the recipe for the caramel corn.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to the store and buy some caramel corn, which I did.
Good for you, bud. Because, I mean, if you already spent all afternoon, I mean, this would be like a whole 8-hour process.
It was literally all afternoon making this. Mm. So it's sort of like a pumpkin pie with cheesecake.
Yeah. It's wonderful. And caramel thrown in there. That crust is fantastic, too.
And that crust was simple as well. It's just crushed up graham crackers with some egg in there and a couple spices.
Yeah.
And pressed into there and baked for a little bit.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And this pairs together wonderfully. I mean, this is a heavenly dessert right here.
Let's just sit around the rest of the day and drink and eat.
Hell, you already worked too hard yesterday.
All right. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.